this is the Composer's Datebook for December 13th. I'm John Zeck. In 1935, when he was 25 years old, the American composer Samuel Barber was selected as, quote, the most talented and deserving student of music in America, and awarded the prestigious Prix de Rome. This meant that Barber could study at the American Academy in Rome for 2 years, with free lodging, a music studio, and an annual stipend of $1,400, which was a lot of money in the 1930s. Barber found his Italian studio, a little yellow house approached through a garden, to be a good place to work. He wasn't very thrilled, however, by his sleeping quarters at the Academy, and reportedly never completely unpacked his bags. While in Europe, Barber finished his Symphony No. 1. The premiere took place in Rome on today's date in 1936, with the Italian conductor Bernardino Molinari leading Rome's Augusteo Orchestra. Years later, Barber recalled that the orchestra played well, but also that the Italians in the audience were not shy about expressing their feelings. He said 50% applauded and 50% were hissing. In Barber's opinion, the Italians found the new work too dark-toned, too Nordic. The Cleveland Orchestra gave the symphony's American premiere early the next year, followed by a New York performance under the direction of Artur Rudzinski, who was so impressed that he conducted the work with the Vienna Philharmonic at the opening concert of the 1937 Salzburg Music Festival in Austria. That performance was more warmly received, and Barber was called back to the stage 3 times. For more on the career of Samuel Barber at home and abroad, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.